They say there's two constants or inevitables in life, death and taxes. But joking aside, we know taxes will cease, death is forever. Death is the act of, is the fact of dying or being killed, the end of life, the permanent ending of vital processes in the cells or tissue, the irreversible cessation of all biological functions that sustain a living organism. Death, or the sensation of dying, gets used a little too loosely at times, or misused often enough people don't quite understand its true meaning. Death is not the brief absence of a heartbeat or breath. When some have said to code or flatline and are resuscitated, they are clinically dead. The dead do not come back. Death is permanent. Death is irreversible. Hebrews 9:27 says, "Inasmuch it is appointed for men to die once, and after this comes judgment." Death is a separation of body and the spirit. Just as life is more than a heartbeat and more than breath in our lungs, so death is as well. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says, "May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." We are, in fact, physical and spiritual beings. The Greek word for soul is psyche, which is our mind. The Greek word for spirit is pneuma, which is the part of us which connects with God. When God formed man from the dust of the ground in Genesis 2:7, God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living creature. It was at this moment that God put a spirit into man that no other creation had this privilege. They all were spoken into existence, but not man. God put his breath, or his pneuma, into Adam's lungs. Death was brought about by sin. Death is the wages of sin, and all have sinned. Thus no one will escape death, and few are those who have been brought back from the clutches of death. The widow of Zarephath's son was raised from the dead by the prophet Elijah. Elisha raised the Shunammite woman's son. The man that was tossed into Elisha's grave was resurrected. Jesus brought back the widow of Nain's son, Jairus' daughter, and Lazarus, who had been dead for 3 days, Jesus brought back. Tabitha was raised from the dead by Peter. Many of the saints were raised from the dead when the earth shook at Jesus' death, and the earth, God's creation, shuddered when its creator gave up its spirit. His spirit, all of creation felt the pain. The sky grew dark and the earth shook and gave up its dead to bear witness that he was the Son of God. In Matthew 27:45, it says, "Now from the sixth hour darkness fell upon the land until the ninth hour. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, and that is, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And some of those who were standing there, when they heard this, began saying, "This man is calling for Elijah." And immediately one of them ran and, taking a sponge, filled it with sour wine and put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink. But the rest of them, saying, "Let us see whether Elijah will come to save him." And Jesus cried out with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Jesus cried out and gave up his spirit. He was at this point dead. He was not unconscious. He was not comatose. He was not under some other suspended life scenario. He was, in fact, dead. Peter addressed the people on the day of Pentecost, "Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified," driving home the point that they killed the Messiah, that they killed the Christ, and that he did raise again. Acts 2:36 reinforces and reminds the people of what they did. Jesus' lifeless body laid in the tomb for 3 days, and upon that third day, The first day of the week, all three members of the Godhead played a role in raising Christ from the dead. Jesus said, "I will destroy this temple and I will raise it up in 3 days." John 2:19-21. The Spirit played a role in his resurrection. The Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead now lives within you. Romans 8:11. God, through him, you believe in God who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God. Ephesians 2 tells us that we were dead in our trespasses and sins. This is not dealing with our physical death, but our spiritual death and our separation from God. But just as Jesus was raised from the dead, we too share in the likeness of his death and his resurrection. In Romans chapter 6, Paul talks to the Christians at Rome concerning this. And he says, "Do you not know that all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have been baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him through baptism into death, in order that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too might walk in the newness of life. For if we have become united with him in the likeness of his death, certainly we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection." We not only share in Christ's death and his resurrection, at this time of communion, we use it to proclaim his death until he comes again, as a memorial or as a testament that through his death we are saved, because he bore our sins on the cross and took them to the grave. But it's through his resurrection that we have life and have it more abundantly, that one day we can say, "Death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Father and gracious Lord, I thank you, God, so much for this time that we can come together, that we can think about what your Son did for us on that cross, Lord, that you sent him to this earth to live as us and be tempted in all points as us, but yet remain sinless. And that he bore our sins on that cross, Lord, that he took them to the grave, that he paid our debt, Lord, that we couldn't pay. And yet on that third day, he was raised again. And through that resurrection, that we have life and we have it more abundantly. And just be with us at this time, Lord, as we proclaim his death until he comes again. Just please, Lord God, forgive us for when we sin and fall short. And just help us, Lord, to just feel ever blessed each and every day, Lord, for the redemption and the grace and mercy that we have through your Son. In Jesus' name, amen.